Yeah, they're seeing Baldwin County, which I think is just like up the inside of the bay there, like Bon Secours, that area got really, really hammered.
We were expecting it to be a lot wetter, and it wasn't. It was, and of course, we're on 19th floor, so.
Hard to get flooded out on the 19th floor.
On the corner.
You may be stuck there for a while, but I can drown.
But that's funny. So anyway, that's what I was riding with, and that's where all that other gas stuff came out.
So you guys drove that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to Florida this summer, and I think I'm gonna drive it, to the chagrin of my kids, I'm sure.
We left at 10 o'clock at night when we went, and we were there before noon, and that's stopping for over an hour at the Cracker Barrel. But
don't you love the Cracker Barrel?
It actually is pretty good.
It's the same everywhere you go.
But coming back, we're just flying right through. There was a lot of construction, but honestly, it went by. I was more worried about Effingham than anything else, and it was fine.
Yeah. It's always something going on.
Here's what you need to look forward to when you get home.
Nashville is right, and on the way back, it's left, left.
That's pretty easy to drive.
If you were speeding through those construction zones,
no.
They will take your picture
yep.
multiple times and send you a note in the mail.
Okay, we're going to call the meeting in order.
No, it's got a bill
roll
attached
call.
To it.
Morning.
Mike Richards.
He's Mitchell. Walking up.
Did you say Mitchell?
Yes.
He did.
Oh, I'm here.
Michaels?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Alex?
Here.
Carter?
President. Okay, we need approval of the agenda. Do we have agenda?
No. Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, do we have any public participation? Okay, note that Michael Richard came. Seeing I need approval of the minutes for April 11, 2014.
I'll second
him. Moved and second. Open for any discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval for the county and township motor fuel tax claim for 2014.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. It's open for discussion. Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now we're going to go into the county engineer's report.
All right, first item, number 7 there. I passed out a resolution because we had the bid after the agenda packets were due. Bid opening on 5/6/14 for pavement striping for our county roads, as well as some small municipalities and townships that go in on the bid. Varsity Striping, who's been doing it since I've been here, again, was the low bid. $50,925.28 their per foot cost of 6.4 cents per foot was below our estimate. We estimated at 7 cents, so it is below our estimate. And I would ask that you approve that bid.
So moved.
Second.
Go
ahead.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Alex?
Jeff, how many bids did we get?
One.
One. That makes it pretty easy.
Yeah.
What happened to this company that stuck it to us a couple years ago?
After they failed to perform on their contract the following year, we passed a resolution.
Yeah, I was there.
Bidding them.
Yeah.
From bidding, and they haven't come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, next item is the other resolution that I passed out. We had a bid opening on the same day. For Compromise Road District Project, which is just south of Gifford, about a mile. Marvin Johnson did a petition for this. We had it engineered and bid. You'll see the
tight,
very, very tight bids. Stark was low at $223,997. The engineer's estimate was $225,340. You'll see Newell was right behind him, or O'Neill and then Newell. So the bridge bidding has been very tight. It's very unusual that you'll see Newell Construction get beat on a project such as this in Champaign County. You know, Stark, O'Neill, Newell, Autobomb all bid on it, or all picked up plans. Autobomb didn't submit a bid, but good bids. We plan on beginning that project this summer and have it done in the fall. So I'd ask for your approval of that bid.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the next two items kind of go hand in hand to some extent. We had two bridges that we built. We'll talk about the first one, County Highway 11 Bridge, which is the road that goes just on the north side of Flatville there, going east and west. Bridge was a federal aid bridge. You'll see in my memo here that both of them were major bridge program types of bridges, which means that IDOT bids the project, awards the contract, makes all the payments, and then bills us for our 20% of the project. And so it's basically a payback to the state for the month, for the funds that they have paid to the contractor. We passed resolutions in 2010, back when our motor fuel tax fund was a little healthier, saying that we would pay for the local share, the 20%, out of motor fuel tax funds. Through this program, basically we're allowed to use any local or motor fuel tax funds that we deem appropriate for these types of projects. And you'll see the replacement of the County Road 11 structure. We had originally approved $300,000 in motor fuel tax funds. Actual cost being billed back to the county from the state is $195,000, so that one came in significantly less. Just talk about the next one as well while we're on the subject. That was the bridge down the St. Mary's Road. We originally had budgeted $450,000 from the motor fuel tax fund. Actual bill back to the county from the state is $329,000. So in light of the fact that our motor fuel tax funds are taking a pretty good hit with the projects that we're doing, and you guys have seen the spreadsheet that I brought in that showed basically in 2 or 3 years we'll be hand to mouth in our motor fuel tax funds. We would like to pass a resolution to pay those local funds out of the county bridge fund in lieu of using that motor fuel tax money that we had passed a resolution for back in 2010. So basically the motor fuel tax funds will show up as unencumbered and back into our usable funds for road and bridge projects. Also, MFT funds are a lot more, even though you wouldn't think so, because they're state funds, we do have much more flexibility. We can use those on a number of things. Whereas county bridge funds are county bridge funds. We can use them on bridges and bridges only. And even with this appropriation, we estimate we'll have about $1 million left in the county bridge fund at the end of the year, moving into the next budget cycle. So we think it's just the appropriate thing to do to change those resolutions and pass them to pay for those two projects out of the county bridge fund.
So move.
Second.
Okay, so for discussion.
So what are we?
Is there two motions?
Is there two motions, one for each bridge, or is it a motion to create a resolution to?
There's a resolution for each bridge. Number 8 is the resolution for the County Road 11 bridge, or the.
Just Flatville.
I'm sorry, number 9 is the one for County Road 11, number 10 is the one for County Road 16. So probably need to do them in separate motions since they're two separate resolutions.
Jeff, how does that money get apportioned? Bridge fund?
What do you mean?
How does the state decide how much we get?
Bridge fund?
Yeah.
That's county dollars. Mm-hmm. There's no state money in the county bridge fund. It's all property tax dollars.
Is that a separate, that's a separate tax levy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
We have a county highway fund and a county bridge fund, and then we have the federal aid matching tax. Those are all three separate levies.
So should I move the county highway number 11 bridge resolution? Is that
yes.
We would need a vote on the number 9 first.
On the what?
We'd need a vote on the previous one first.
Okay.
Hold on, 9 first.
No.
Number 9 for the 195,000.
Okay. Turn too many pages.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now we need a motion for number 10.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Thank you.
That's not an action item, but it's just for other business. So. Number 11 is designation of items to be placed on this consent agenda.
Man.
You said which one?
The hits just keep on coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just need to designate the items for the consent agenda, which should be all of the ones you voted on.
Okay.
So 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
So 7, 8, 9, and 10 will go on the consent agenda. The sheet of paper I just passed out, these bids have not been awarded yet, but these are the raw numbers that were read when opened for the Olympian Drive project. You can see very, very favorable bids on this project, $9 million engineer's estimate, and Foyt's construction right at about $7 million was the low bid on the project. Foyt's, from what I understand, is going to be using O'Neill as their subcontractor for the bridge. Foyt's will be doing all the concrete work and all the dirt work, and O'Neill will be doing the structure work. So that's good. Those are two local contractors working together on a big project. I think I have great confidence in both of those contractors and doing a good job. O'Neill has done a lot of bridges for us. Foyt's hasn't been around much in the government business for a while, since I guess it's been 15 years, but they seem to be making a comeback. You see them around quite a bit, so they must be growing.
I have a couple questions, maybe a statement too, is seeing the engineering estimate and all these bids in here, you know, you expect it to be a little different, but mm-hmm. it's almost a $2 million difference. That's huge.
It's huge.
That's a big difference.
And that engineering estimate was down from the original estimate that we walked in the door with,
I mean,
3-4 years ago when the project started.
It's not 300,000-400,000. It's
right.
$2 million. And then my next comment goes, okay. You know, Foyt's home office is in Paris.
Right.
But they've really been
people.
Doing a lot. Well, Bob Lewis is one of their foremen, and he's from Rantoul.
Okay.
But then let me back into Stark. This is just general information. Stark is the one that is digging and doing all the work for the new motel off of 57 in Rantoul. So they've got tons of equipment already sitting here.
Yeah. Stark, when...
So they're pushing hard, too.
They are. They are. Stark apparently has a lot of work in the Champaign area. Their main office is Bloomington, and they have very little work in Bloomington. So I think a lot of their equipment is coming this way this year. So, but I'm I'm pleased with the bids that we received and the contractors that are gonna be doing the work. I think they both will do excellent work. We have a subcontract with Hanson Engineering to have John Marker, who retired last year, be an inspector on this job. So Hanson is gonna pay us basically for John to work for them, although he'll be a county employee. He's employed as a part-time employee for the county. We'll pay him, send bills to Hanson, and they will reimburse us for the engineering work that we're doing on this project.
Okay, Michael?
So, this is coming in at about 20% less than the engineering estimates. Do we have any safeguards to make sure some of the differences are just gonna get eaten up by overruns?
Well, that's why we have engineers on the job. I mean, I think the set of plans is pretty solid. I mean, you get a bridge of this magnitude. I mean, if you look at our track record as far as the county goes, of bridge projects, even bridge projects, I mean, we haven't done any $7 million bridges, but we've done bridges that are well over $1 million, and they tend to come in real close to the bid. I mean, this one's got a lot of dirt work on it, obviously, to build up the cones, to build the bridges, but most of the stuff is fairly straightforward. You're talking about dirt work, concrete paving, and a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, you know, a lot in there that could overrun unless somehow the engineer totally flubbed up the calculations for the dirt work, which I don't believe they did. The dirt is all right on site. We've got the Heimberger borrow pit just to the east, and then we've got the basin that the city of Champaign owned right on the west side of the track. Mm-hmm. So they will get started once they get a contract. Generally, it takes 60 days at least to get a contract out of IDOT to a contractor to have signed and get everything in place, the bonds and all that stuff. So we're assuming July sometime we'll see a contractor out there starting work. So they'll do the dirt work on the west side of the bridge first, because we have a commitment with the Squires not to be on their property until September so that they can get a crop off of it this year. If we get a good fall, they'll move over to that side after the crops are out and start moving dirt. And we don't expect that, you know, this project's gonna even be close to done by the end of the year. We're expecting it to go through this summer and all of next summer and have an opening hopefully in the fall of 2015. So the good news is that with these bids obviously being way under the estimate, is the Illinois Jobs Now money, which is being used for this project, that leaves some of that money left on the table for the west end of Olympian Drive, which is coming in about a year, and then possibly even for Lincoln Avenue if we can get the legislators to allow that money to get moved to another project, which hasn't been an issue. I mean, this money's been moved all around the place since it got, you know, awarded. So hopefully this means a lower cost share for the county on the Lincoln Avenue project ultimately. So we will see, but I'm not making any promises, but that's what it looks like this is gonna do.
Any idea on why the discrepancy was so high?
I
know the contractors want work, but they don't want it so much they're gonna lose money on it.
No, they're not gonna lose money on it. And honestly, when IDOT opens up the bids go into a safe, and we don't get to see them until they get contracts. So I can't even tell you what was low and what was high as far as the individual bid
items. This is even anomalously low compared to what we've been seeing in projects that we've bid.
It is.
And the chiller bids, not as a subject to highway, but the chiller bids for Brookins came in much, much lower than what the engineers estimated.
Wow.
That's
kind of interesting.
You know, it could be the fact that, you know, we bid projects that are $250,000 to $1 million, basically, and you know, on those projects, dirt is, say, it's $20 a cubic yard. So we use those numbers, and then all of a sudden, now you got hundreds of thousands of yards of dirt, and obviously there's economies of scale there. So,
but this wasn't our engineer's estimate, right?
No. This is Hanson.
This is Hanson. I mean, they work with projects much bigger than this.
Yeah. And honestly, we've been seeing low bids for 5 years or so. I mean, not not quite this extreme, but hopefully that continues for our sake. Obviously, the contractors need to make money and continue to employ people, but...
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I'm not either.
No, it's great.
I'm not either. So, that's all I have.
Okay, then, go to other business. Anyone have any other business?
I only have a comment.
Okay.
I was talking to someone, you know, and they were talking about the snow removal, roads, those types of things, and that's very positive comments about the road crews. So
good.
Just wanted to pass that along.
Well, we spent enough money out there this year. There's no doubt about that. And we did, we ordered the salt conveyor, so that should be coming here this summer, and we'll get the dome filled back up more than we have in the past, and hopefully we won't have to use it. That would be our hopes.
Jeff, the administration just doled out some Illinois Jobs Now money to locals for pothole patching and winter repair. Did that go just to the cities and the townships, or are we getting any of that?
It's a bit of a misnomer on that whole situation. 5 years ago, when Illinois Jobs Now was passed, there was $500 million put in that for local government agencies. That would be doled out at $100 million a year, according to the motor fuel tax formula. This is our fifth payment of that Illinois Jobs Now money. So it is money that we were anticipating. We actually had it in the budget. It's not money that is new to us. It was kind of billed that way in the newspapers and in the, you know, in the media, but it was not new money that we weren't expecting. But it's doled out through the motor fuel tax formula. So we received our check this week. Debbie could tell you more, but it's right around $300,000.
We've been getting that every year pretty much.
Yes.
During this program.
Yeah, and that's when I showed you the MFT spreadsheet at the county board meeting and also at these meetings, you'll see that next year I showed a pretty significant drop in the motor fuel tax funding, and that's because we're done with that IJM money. And there's nothing on the horizon to, you know, make up that gap.
No, there's a gubernatorial election coming up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that always helps generate money.
Madam Chair, I'd like to have Jeff thank our Mrs. Baker, whoever, Debbie, for the refreshments this morning. That was very kind and very nice and very good.
Very tasty. Mm-hmm.
Very good. We appreciate it.
Don't
we'll
expect
be back
it
next
every
month.
Time. Yeah. We'll put them in the freezer.
I don't think they'll last that long
no.
around here.
No, they won't. No, they'll be gone by the end of the day. With the guys we have around here, the way they eat.
They love these donuts, but they went on a couple of years ago before Dennis left. They went on a diet type of thing and stopped having all these things. Nice donuts and coffee and all that being served in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other business?
Wow.
If not, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Saved $10 million.
Okay.
I told you we needed things. Those four resolutions all
that's
give us
good.
Things to do.
That's good. That's good. I had to go down anyway.